Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
All right, you guys. Another day, another dollar, another week to make them holla.
Can't believe that on the fucking fly, didn't you? Another day, another
dollar, another week to make y'all holla. Yeah, you already know what it is. It's your girl, B. Simone.
Relax.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
We going to the studio. Y'all, we Yeah, I already know. I can't even say it, but I'm going to say it. We're going to the studio tonight. What's up?
Listen, if you're not on Patreon,
y'all,
you better get on Patreon. Because that whole studio session is going
to
be on Patreon.
That studio session tonight, we about to get lit. We're going
Ash,
in the booth.
You ready?
Megan is getting in the booth. Ashley is lit.
Ashley been looking forward to this.
We just have the perfect plan. We want to make a promo video for y'all. And I talked Megan into spitting some bars. So, you know. It's going to be lit when it comes out.
Just enjoy it. Don't critique me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to do the shit no way.
Okay. She's going to love it. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. But we're back. We're here in LA.
What?
We're back. My
Ooh,
voice.
Gee, I'm so thankful.
Can I start lower? We're back.
I don't like that. There's tea right there. Just take a little swig.
I had to get the...
Me. You want to be that guy from last night so bad. What's his name?
Oh my God. Look up his name, please.
Oh, yeah. He was dope.
He was so good. Yeah. Okay, let me do it right. We're back. Ooh, that was pretty. That was higher than usual.
Yeah, I was like, ew.
You did great. You're like, high, alto too.
I had to get the eyebrows up there. Remember how Mr. Layman would be like, get those brows up. Get those brows up. Our music teacher in high school.
He
hated me.
He was so mean until he had
so
daughters.
Mean.
He was our vocal coach, our choir teacher, not our vocal coach.
But he acted like a real vocal coach.
He could not understand why a human would ever be flat.
Could not get it. He couldn't understand why a human would be flat in his classroom. Why are you in my classroom flat?
Why are you in my classroom singing flat? You. I'd be like, I am 12.
That's why we treat Ashley
seriously.
Like that. Probably.
That is why we actually said, and that's Shekinah. Why y'all treat me like that.
She kind of said, boy, I know you want me.
I can see it in your eyes. I said, Jesus.
I said, wow.
What? No, y'all just gonna let that slide?
Y'all just gonna let that slide?
Because that was sick. Me and Megan are musically inclined. And if we are flat or if we're off, we know.
We know. We'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
That was off. Mm-hmm. But Mr. Lehman was our high school choir teacher, and he literally—
Shout out to Mr. Lehman. He's still like a handling kid.
Yeah, he never called us back.
I know. We called you. We left a message. We tried to see you when we were in Columbus.
Yeah. But yeah, he wasn't playing that shit. Yeah. Ever. He would make people cry. We used to have these vocal tests.
I used to pass them.
I struggled.
But I got
B was in chorale. So like she was like in the Vance choir type thing.
I was like one of the only black girls. Me mm-hmm. and Asia.
You and Asia, yep.
There was like a few more, but they were.
Now that I come to think about it, there was a little colorist. There were no dark skinned girls.
Yeah. Gehenna.
Wow. Y'all just sat there and let it happen.
I didn't know any better.
Generational trauma. You see?
See, that's why we have this podcast, so we can talk about and get to the root. I'm like, ugh. I was a part of some colorism.
No, seriously.
Yeah. I mean, we went to a white school, y'all. So
we did. And I mean, I was a part of that, too, on the dance side. Like, you remember, because you guys had to wear those tights, too.
Yeah.
And they never had dark tights.
Dark tights.
They only had
My
tan.
Legs were white.
White.
I'm like, y'all need to get a brown.
They never had brown.
That's
never
crazy.
Had brown. Never had dark brown. Never had nothing.
Yep. Yep.
I was the girl on the dance team that had white leggings, and my body was brown.
Was brown. But you what? My nigga was the captain.
I wasn't the captain.
I was the coach.
No, I wasn't.
No.
I was not the captain or the coach.
Oh, the stomp team. No.
We weren't. We were freshmen, and we were definitely not captains of the team. And that lasted
My
one
bad.
Year. That lasted one year, and they never did it again. They said easy.
Because it was ghetto.
It was so
I really thought you were
ghetto.
The captain.
No.
You weren't teaching dances and stuff?
Yeah, but they didn't make me captain. They made the white girls captain.
Mm, that's fucked
and
up.
And the seniors.
Real. Right. Don't play. And that's why you're the captain of your life. Now. Ooh, come on. You hear her? Y'all can't hear Ashley, but.
Ashley, everybody be like, give Ashley a mic.
A mic. Because I can't hear her. But she said Megan's the captain of her life now.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just hyped you up. Like, I really thought you was the captain of the Lionettes.
No.
Wow.
Because I left.
But what about the stomp team?
No, we were freshmen.
What was Amber? Was she the captain?
Amber was captain. I think Jaleesa.
Well, they were black.
Hadil.
It was all black people on the stomp team because they were upperclassmen.
Classmen, gotcha, yeah.
Gotcha,
we were
gotcha.
Freshmen.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that day when we did our first performance at the basketball team? at the basketball game?
I really don't
We were
remember.
So lit. First of all, me and B, the night before, doing the swoop twisties in our hair. Remember
we
used to roll the swoop and then you used to roll your hair?
With the rubber band.
She did my twisties. I did her twisties. And we had like a little half up, half down situation.
What the hell?
It was so cute. And we thought we was lit.
We were.
We were lit.
We were. We did so good.
We did. We did the Chris Brown song. Let me see you run it, run it.
Oh, wow. How do you remember that?
It was a compilation of different songs, but I remember that being one of them.
Yeah.
It was so ghetto.
And our we did a talent show.
Somebody has to have the footage of that.
Somebody has it recorded on VHS, y'all. That's
VHS.
How old we were.
Y'all don't even. Some
was
of y'all
DVD
don't
even,
know.
Even out then?
I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
2014.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
That's what we were talking about in the car, like DVD. We were talking about phones, having landlines. Y'all don't. The Generation X or Z, what is it? The Generation after Millennials. Generation Z, y'all don't even know what that is like.
I know. I
be
have talking
a
to
landline.
Baby Jordan all the time. She'd be like, you didn't have a phone in middle school? I'm like, no, girl. I didn't have a phone until high school.
No.
And I had a Nokia.
And you had to pay for minutes. Minutes weren't free till after 9.
You
after
had
9
to
o'clock.
Pay for minutes.
It's like, call me after 9. You're wasting my minutes.
You remember when minutes got free after 7?
Ooh,
we was lit.
We was lit.
After 7? Because your bedtime was 9 o'clock.
Oh, my God. My stepmom was so mean.
Can I,
would,
I tell y'all
after
what
9,
I did?
She would take my phone.
No. Let me tell y'all what I did. This is how stupid I was. So, in high school... So this was back when everybody had SIM cards. Mm-hmm. And you know how easy it was to take the SIM card and put it in a different phone.
Yep.
You didn't have to go through the whole process of transfer and all that. It was just a SIM card. You pop it out, you put it in the other phone. So this boy in high school, and I forget his name, he was like African.
Mm-hmm.
He liked me and gave me a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like this sick, like, new phone.
Yeah. Like, come on, Nokia.
Of course, I couldn't tell my mom that a boy gave me a phone. So at night, at like 9 o'clock, I think my mom would like take my phone at night.
But you had an extra phone?
So I had an extra phone. So I would take the SIM card out and put it in the other phone and give her the phone without the SIM card, right?
That's hard.
So I was doing that, right? And then one day, I never asked for my phone back. And she was like, why, like, what?
She's so smart.
She knew. She just knew me. I got caught, bro, on the way. And you want to know what was crazy? I got caught on the way to my mama, driving me early to fucking, I had to make like extra credit because I was failing geometry or something. Mm-hmm. So it was like, not only do I have to get up early to drive
take
your stupid ass to geometry help, but now your dumb ass then got caught with another phone.
Like, yeah.
But I thought double I was trouble. Smart.
Yeah.
I thought that was a genius.
Yeah. That's creative.
I was on the phone all night cupcaking.
Talking
what?
To who? See, that's cupcaking.
Cupcaking. What?
Cupcaking?
Ooh, I love a cupcake.
I haven't cupcaked in so long.
Ooh,
who
I
wants
love
to cupcake?
A cupcake?
My number 469.
You be cupcaking with me. You be calling me for no reason.
I'm like, what you doing? She's like, what do you need?
Or I'll call her and then she act like she annoyed and I keep her on the phone. And then when I be trying to get off, she be like, no, stay on the phone with me now. I'm like, no.
I gotta act like I don't care. And then when you try to get off the phone, I'm like, where are you going?
She's like, sick. She's sick. You're crazy. You're a crazy person.
I love you. I love love. Ooh, and she kissed me on my forehead last night. You did.
I just said goodnight to her.
Because I texted her. I was like, come in here before you go to sleep. Because y'all, I be the first one out. Sometimes they stay up. Sometimes we get late. Sometimes I try to stay up, but I be not.
How long did it take for us to get home after y'all?
Not long.
You were already in the bed that fast? You took your makeup off and everything?
Yes.
Wow.
Makeup off under the covers.
Under.
No voice. She kind of came in there rubbing. I said, ooh, y'all are mamas.
Mamas.
She came in there rubbing tea tree on me.
You put it on her feet,
sniff
put
this.
Some socks on.
She just rubbing it on my chest. She had me sniffing stuff,
because
but
Braylon's
I feel better.
Because be acting like a hypochondriac sometimes. She feel one little itch and be like, oh God, I
y'all,
strep. I'm like,
we got
relax.
IVs coming in an hour. I'm not, I can't play that now. One little, I'd be like, IV. Now.
Let me tell y'all something though. This girl right here, she had COVID and thugged it out like a G. I ain't never seen no shit like that. You ain't take 1 ounce of medicine. That wasn't natural.
I didn't. But COVID didn't kick. I mean, I was sick.
It did.
It did.
2 days,
it did.
You were
You're right.
Awful.
You're right. I forget about those 2 days.
You
yeah.
were bad. You were like, you lost your taste or smell for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But it was 2 days out of that time
that
you
I
were
felt
like
I had
man,
the flu.
You were like,
yeah.
I am sick.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But that I feel like since then, my taste and smell.
Yeah,
because
you got the first round of COVID. Everybody
I'm like,
got the COVID first round.
COVID fucked up my taste buds for life. Mm-hmm. I repeat that, but damn.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Comment if you guys had COVID and lost your taste and smell. That was the wildest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
It made you appreciate your senses to the T.
It was
not
it almost
tasting.
Gave me anxiety, the fact that I could not smell or taste. Like, the thought, just the mind fuck of it.
I was chewing garlic cloves. Chewing.
I remember that. You were like, I tasted. I was on the phone with you. She was chewing literal actual raw garlic. And she was like, I
tasted. You couldn't taste
nothing.
Anything. Yeah. I hated that. I hated
and
that.
And I remember when my smell went out. It was like that. Like, it was morning I could smell, and by afternoon I couldn't.
Yeah.
And I remember I was sitting at my desk, and I have this like, my desk, my drawer comes out, and I had like a Roly perfume thing in there. And every time, usually when I would open it, I could smell it.
Yeah.
One day I opened it, and it wasn't that strong. I took the thing off, and I was, you know, doing this, and it didn't smell. It just kind of smelled like alcohol or something. Like, it was very faint. Yeah. And I was like, well, maybe it's just old or something. Yeah. I started eating stuff, could not taste anything. I was in my head. And I knew I had COVID. I was like, I got COVID. Oh,
sorry, you guys. Please don't be offended.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
We can't say anything.
I was freaking out.
Just wanted to make that out clear. It wasn't intentional.
I hate the world we live in.
It's so
I
annoying.
I fucking hate it.
It's so annoying.
I fucking hate it. Which brings me to my first topic
of today
of this podcast.
Yeah.
The fact that we are so sensitive to all the wrong things, I feel like.
Y'all sensitive about that? And you're not sensitive about what's going on? And it's, I have to catch
causing
myself.
Uproars. Beyonce changed her lyrics. Lizzo changed their, they changed their lyrics in a song. Because out of nowhere, that
the rules change.
The rules change.
Yep. Certain things, we talk about this all the time. Certain things that I said, like if y'all scroll down to when I first started doing skits.
Canceled. Don't tell them to do that.
No, go for it. It was in 2016, 17. No, you're right. You're right. But I'm saying like those videos, I would never be able to post now. Never.
And it's like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because it's like you don't want to obviously offend or hurt people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like if someone does say it, don't cause an uproar if you know that they didn't mean it to be hurtful.
Offensive. Or yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you causing an uproar about it? People be going, oh, this person got to get canceled. They need a public apology. You need to scrape the ground with your teeth. You got to fucking, it's like, Jesus. Yeah. We want you to give $50, $100 million
to this charity, to say sorry. It's like, Lord have mercy. Do y'all really, y'all don't even want the apology. Y'all just want the performance of.
You
want
to embarrass somebody.
Yeah.
You just want to humiliate somebody.
Yep, yep, yep.
Because you're offended.
Yep.
And that is just, it's like, I don't understand that. Like, even with like the whole Kyrie thing, like, I fall kind of on dual sides of it because I do believe that you have to be responsible and accountable to your platform and don't just as a public figure, you can't just be out there posting anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you doing that looks like a promotion. It's not even about what the intent is all sometimes. It's about the perception of that intent. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if you just post something and there's no context, then you're leaving it up there for people to interpret it.
Make up whatever they think it is.
You should be very specific when you have a platform, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You can't just be, you have the right to, because you're a human, but I'm just saying having a platform, having a brand, you need to be responsible
about
that.
Being clear about whatever.
Yeah. Be clear about what you're saying. You just post something, like in the sense of Kyrie, he just like posted that, a picture of a documentary, and that's his choice, and that's fine. Just if he would have added context to it, maybe it would have cleared up a lot of this stuff, right? But he didn't. He just posted the picture. However, he posted that and now has to go through like all of this shit to
that somebody
because,
of his skin
because
color.
They were offended.
Yeah,
and I understand where the offense.
Yes,
I understand
yes,
that.
Yes,
but I understand the offense. But that does not mean there's several things with this, but that he has to do all of these things. Like now it's just like a public lashing.
Yeah.
It's like now we're just gonna humiliate you.
You gotta do this, you gotta do that, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, and don't forget this, don't get that.
And it's not
to
even
get back on our good side to be like
you need to do this. And it's like, so is it about education and understanding?
Or is it about public humiliation?
Or is it about
and letting you know who runs this shit?
And then it's like, why is that always the case for Black people?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If it was somebody that wasn't his skin color, it wouldn't be the same situation.
I don't think it would have been.
Yeah, Donald Trump gets to say, grab her by the pussy and
and
we're
Mexicans
building a fucking wall. Mexicans
are
this
and that.
And immigrants are, he has said.
And he gets to run for president again. And has,
nobody gives a flying fuck. And if they do, they're not making him do all these things on this long, drawn out list to get back in people's good graces. The shit that Donald Trump has said.
But that's on us too, though. Because we don't hold people accountable for the fuck shit that they say.
Yeah.
We're so used to trauma and we're so used to abuse that we just accept it. Mm-hmm. And we don't make people be held accountable to the trauma and that they inflict on us. We just don't.
Just let them do it.
Absolutely.
And get away with it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
my
thing is, even like with reparations, like we were slaves. Right? And they're like, oh, we're going to give you guys reparations, 3 acres and a mule, or 40 acres and a mule. We still ain't got that shit. You got a mule?
No.
Nobody in my family got a mule. Kind of your family got a mule?
I ain't got no acres.
I ain't got acres neither.
That's crazy.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, we haven't even
That's
held them accountable
for
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's crazy. A problem, but that's on us. That's not on them. That's on us. Yeah. Of course, they're not going to do it. They're not going to be like, you guys should hold us accountable more.
And like you said, with the Kyrie stuff and even back to the Kanye stuff that we haven't gotten to depth about, us holding them accountable if they are wrong, but still having their back and standing up for them.
It's a covering thing that we do not do for each other.
Yeah.
We do it in the wrong, I feel like we do it in the wrong way. Like, we don't cover each other in the, and hold each other accountable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These days, a lot of people are learning about all the benefits of fasting, like weight loss, mental and physical performance, and gut health, but worry about the whole not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolon was created. Introducing Prolon, a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. You guys, listen, if I was going to start a nutrition program, Prolon is exactly what I'd use. It's convenient, backed by Nobel-winning science, and it works. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolon is offering in totality with Megan Ashley listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/totality. That's prolonlife.com/totality. For this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/totality. All right, guys, now back to the show.
Okay, you guys, before we continue with this episode, have you ever been on a hunt for a new doctor and you literally asked everyone for their recommendation? Listen, when I moved to Georgia with the kids, I needed to find a new doctor for them. I would ask everyone, so I totally know what this feels like. You ask everybody who you know for a doctor that listens to you, that knows your needs, that makes you feel comfortable. And after weeks of searching and asking everyone around town, you finally found the one. It's close to the kids' school. It's close to your house. It's amazing. All the boxes are checked. So then you call the office, you make an appointment, and they actually have an available appointment. Everything is working out just right. But then the receptionist tells you that the perfect doctor that you have searched all over for does not take your insurance. I'm telling you right now, wipe the tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book a doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost every and any condition you're searching for. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not robots. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. You can find the doctor you want and book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Go to ZocDoc.com/totality and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/totality. ZocDoc.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. But even what we were talking about last week when I was talking about loyalty to me, I'm like, correct me behind closed doors all day, but when we step outside and other people are present, you have my back, even if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to be like, I agree with her, but don't go out your way to say that you disagree with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, love me, publicly, cover me. Publicly love me and cover me. And then behind closed doors,
be like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's what love
or
is.
Or that's
love.
My brother, I have his back. That's my sister, I have her back. And then,
absolutely. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin.
Yeah.
It covers. Like, if you really love somebody, you cover them. Mm-hmm. You don't sit there and publicly be like, people calling Kyrie an idiot, it makes my skin crawl.
Yeah.
Because he's not. Yeah. He's actually educated. Yeah, he's very smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a black person, black male or black female, why are you getting on camera calling another black man an idiot?
Yeah.
Why? Even on poor, I think it was Brilliant Idiots. I was watching an episode with them. I think it's Charlamagne and Andrew Schultz or something like that. And I get it. It's like comedy, whatever. I get it. But like, I'm never going to let a white man sit in front of me and call another black man an idiot.
He called him an idiot?
Yeah, several times. Oh, he's an idiot. Wow. He's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Wow.
I would never do that.
Why are you?
You don't get to call him an idiot.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. And you don't have enough context to do that. Like, you don't.
Just because you don't like what he said or you disagree, that doesn't qualify him as an idiot.
Yeah.
You just don't like what he said.
Yeah.
You just don't
agree with that. That's didn't fine. Say that. Yeah.
Say you say don't that. Agree. I don't agree. I don't think he should have did that. I think he should have did this instead and leave it at that.
Yeah.
Calling him an idiot, calling him a moron, demeaning him, demoralizing him, taking away the humanity of him.
People
I just
make
like
one
that.
Mistake and nothing they have ever done in matters. Life matters. Nothing.
And Kyrie does a lot for the community. Nothing. It's just not publicized.
And even if he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if he didn't do a lot for the community, if he was doing a lot for his family, if he was just a good person in his home, if he was doing a lot for his children, I don't know if he has children.
He has a son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, even if he didn't, like, people expect you to be on this platform and save the fucking world.
Or because you have a platform, you have to be perfect.
Yeah. 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 But
you know
I'm just
mean?
Like, y'all, people can be good people without flying to Africa and feeding the homeless. Like
every other day.
Yes.
And putting it on social media.
Yes. Like, yes. You don't know what people are doing behind closed doors in there. I say that all the time. I'm like, me saving my world, my village. And
it starts there.
That is helping me save the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go overseas and help. I can help people in Atlanta. I can help my grandmother. I can help my mom. I can help my friends. I can, before I go trying to save the world. Like, I focus on my village and the things I'm doing. Y'all just expect people, who are you donating to? What are you doing? This is a whole segue.
Separate,
but I'm just saying, like, you don't know what that man is doing. You don't know what people are doing with their money, with their time, who they're pouring into.
The thing that pisses me off is that nobody asks why. Everybody is so upset about how it came out, how it was said, or how it was done.
Why did you post that? What were you thinking? What's your mindset?
I would have asked Kyrie, did you watch the documentary?
Yeah.
I would have literally sat, not even on camera, not even on some shit where it's like, let's sit down on camera and let me try to quiz you about this and this and that. But just what did you see in that? First
what
of all,
how thoughts?
Did you find it? And what did you see in that that made you feel anything? Like, what was it? What were you in search of?
Yeah, because I don't know nothing about it.
It doesn't even matter what it's about.
The
fact is that his reasoning from what he eventually said was, you know, what it seemed like is, I'm just trying to find out I'm trying to learn where I come from. And we live in a society, in a world, and especially in this country, where we're not taught where we come from.
And we're not doing the research. And what we are taught is lies.
Or it's
in
the
history.
Negative side.
Yeah.
We're taught about our slavery. We're taught about our oppression. We're taught about about segregation. We're taught about all
we're not taught about the kings,
but we're
the
not
queens,
taught that we're
the
kings
black,
and
yeah.
queens and where we really come from and
the
our
dynasties
bloodline.
That came before us.
Yeah, we're not taught that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then now there's this whole movement of trying to take certain things out of school systems as far as slavery and trying to take truth in real history out of the textbooks because it makes our country look bad.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn it. Like, what do you mean?
One of our friends was very like, I don't want that to be in the textbook because Y'all can tell us what y'all think about this. I was like, yeah, that should be in the textbooks. It's our history.
Because,
like,
it's the truth.
Because it's the truth. Mm-hmm. But she was like, well, if they're going to put that truth in the history books, they need to put the black queens, absolutely, the black kings, the black dynasty. That. I agree with that too.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? So put that in there. Don't take that history out. Be like, yes, y'all went through this, but where y'all came from, like,
this is what y'all came from. This is what we put you through. And you take that information and do what you want with
it. And try to get back to
that. And try to get back to that.
Yep, yep. So I don't think it should be out. But we had that conversation with one of our homegirls, and she was like, no, I don't want my daughter, the first thing she sees is black people were slaves and white people are better. Mm-hmm. I don't want that implanted in her
mind.
You
want to know what's so crazy, though? Because I talk to my mom about this all the time. My mom is from a small town called Mount Bayou. And Mount Bayou was kind of like the first Tulsa. Mm-mm. Like before Tulsa. I think, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty like 90% sure it was like the first Tulsa. So she grew up in a town where they had black doctors, black teachers,
so cool,
black grocery store people, black, you know, everybody was black, mm-hmm, black business owners, mm-hmm, black, you know, mm-hmm, my family, they were business owners. Mm-hmm. They were farmers. They had laundromats. They had, like, we owned our own stuff, right?
Yeah. Entrepreneurs.
So they were entrepreneurs. Yeah. But everybody was black. Leadership was black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Black mayor, black police, sheriff, blah, 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 blah. And so when my mom moved to Ohio, she was like, it was so, like, oppression was so different because I never experienced that.
She was like, everybody was black and successful and doing their thing.
She was like, so coming here and seeing white teachers only and white this only and white. She was like, that was so new. And I didn't even know, like, my friends would be like, God, like, they're racially profiling us. She didn't even know what that was.
Yep.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My mom was so unaware.
She didn't have to experience it.
Because she never, she moves here. She moved to Ohio when she was 16.
Yeah.
So she had basically almost been an adult.
Yeah.
So it's just, it really matters about your community. Mm-hmm. It matters about, we can't change the school system overnight. We can't change the country overnight. But what you can do, what we can do, mm-hmm, is take accountability and responsibility for ourselves, mm-hmm, and educate ourselves, mm-hmm, educate our children, and hopefully allow that, mm-hmm, to spread. And if we see somebody that is in search of finding out who we are and where we come from,
support them on that journey. It's okay to explore that. Why are older black men on ESPN
calling this man an idiot?
Wow.
That bothers me. Yeah. Go talk to him.
Yeah.
Ask, do you know?
Yeah.
You got the answers?
Yeah. Do you have the facts? Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
it's okay to support somebody on that journey. It's okay to explore. It's okay to explore.
Because we're not taught it.
Yeah.
So we have to go search it out on our own.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just think that that's messed up as black men. I hate seeing black men do that to other black men.
Especially publicly.
Absolutely. Because then it shows, it just keeps sowing that seed of division, mm-hmm, in our community, and it doesn't allow us to show this united front that we really should have. Mm-hmm. We should be coming together and being like, no, y'all not going now. And then once the Nets organization, which is who he plays for, mm-hmm, the Brooklyn Nets, once they gave them the list of things he had to do in order to play basketball again, then everybody's like, all right, this is a little too much. This is, now y'all got his back. Now it's too much because now you see what's going to potentially happen to you. It was like he had to donate $500,000 to, what was it, the A... A It's like anti something, defamation, something. He had $50,000, a public apology, denouncing the documentary. He had to meet with the ADL, I think, and he had to meet with some Jewish organizations and stuff. Like, it was just a long, it was just ridiculous. It was just this long. And now it's not even about education or people getting their feelings hurt. Now it's just like a public lashing. Yeah, it's just like, we're going to publicly humiliate you. But I feel like people started being like, oh, this is a little too much, because now you see what could possibly happen to you.
Yeah.
Because we're human.
Yeah.
And he didn't say anything. Yeah. He posted something. That's it. That's it. So now you see what could potentially be a consequence for you.
Yeah.
Because you know you're human.
Like, wait.
They're like, damn, I ain't got $100,000. Right. I don't know.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's just not, that's not right. But Howard Stern can say nigga on his podcast. What's his name who had one of the top Spotify contracts ever, Joe Rogan, can say nigga or say something that is offensive to black people.
Yeah.
There's no public apology.
Yeah. Yeah. They just move past it. This is hot.
It is. on my left leg. I was thinking the same. I said,
I'm like, my arm is frying off. Jesus. I'm so sorry. Can we switch it? Did we get the aesthetic?
You just got to keep it.
No.
For sure.
Oh, Megan.
Did you put deodorant on?
Yes.
Oh, spray it works. Oh, for sure. When I say wet right here.
I took a shower today, y'all. Fourth day in a row.
Not really, because you didn't take a shower yesterday.
Fuck. But I didn't take a shower yesterday because I took one the night before. Don't have to.
This girl has social media in an uproar right now.
Thank you guys for uproaring. Please keep uproaring.
Please. She's like, what else can I say to get the people car products off the shelf? Thank you. Please. Keep it going. Keep going. I beg of thee. What else? She's like, newsflash, I don't brush my teeth. Now what?
No, now what? Oh. Can I get a Crest deal?
She's like, when I take a shit, I don't wipe. So now what?
So now what? Baby wipes? Hello? Anybody out there? Want to invest?
Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson & Johnson. Kinda, can I have that other drink, the medicine ball? Thank you.
You got two?
Well, this one's tea and the other one was the medicine ball, but I drank the wrong one first, but it was pretty good. Okay. Thank you so much. Y'all, we are in LA. We're in this Airbnb. So we had a crazy weekend. We started, it was a great weekend though. It was like getting us ready for like
tour life.
Yeah, we were so organized. It was like, go to the show, pick up the back end, go to the next city, take the drive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. So this weekend, we'll do that next. But we had Houston Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I had stand up because I'm on a comedy tour. So we did Houston Friday. We drove from Houston to Dallas, my hometown. We did Dallas Saturday. And then we flew to LA yesterday, which was Sunday, because we had our first live studio audience episode.
Yes, with Patreon. It was so, so good. So if you guys are not on Patreon, make sure you join our Patreon so you can see that episode.
It was so good. Y'all.
We had Kadeen Ellis.
Yes, she was amazing. So amazing.
I love talking. I feel like we needed more time with her. I can't wait to get her like on our pod and actually, you know, spend time and talk with her. But she was amazing. And it was just cool. Like, we walked in and it was an event for us.
Yeah.
You know.
It was literally us and Patreon. They have this event. It's like a pull-up event. So we got our location. It was like our pictures and we had our mirrors. And it was just like really preparing us for our tour and our live show. February 22nd, 2023, Center Stage, Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets will go on sale very soon.
Very.
Megan is always like, please.
You know what's so crazy though is that B looks for me to be like nervous before we do any type of thing together. Like our first, well, actually, this wasn't our first live thing. We did Miami. With David. What's his last name?
David Shan. So that was our first live audience, like going on stage as No For Sure. The one
it
we did in
a
Miami.
Podcast, but it was an interview type of thing. Yeah.
But yesterday was our first live, like our own thing, with the audience. And that is like our own episode, our first episode with the studio audience.
And it was really, really cool.
I don't think I look for you to be nervous, but I'm just like, you okay? Because I'm always nervous, always.
I am not
before nervous. My foot hits the stage. Mm-hmm. Mick, Jesus, hole in my lip. Lord of mercy. Filled it up to the rim, didn't you? Didn't it?
ASMR. There's a guy on Instagram who I love, and he always watches people, like he does reaction videos to people either cook. It doesn't even matter what it is, but it's he loves it when they fill something up to the, and he goes, fill it up to the brim. Remember that guy I showed you?
No.
He has like an English accent.
Was he making the ice cubes or something?
He was doing a reaction video I love him. Yeah. I have to find his name, but I love him.
But yeah, I don't look for you to be nervous. I'm always nervous. Not like stand up, but I get nervous. Like I pooped before. And if I poop before, that means I'm nervous.
She is nervous.
It's like
poops.
Something's going on in my stomach.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I don't ever feel
that's good.
Nervous.
Keep me calm.
I'm trying to think the last time I was like, holy shit.
Are you nervous at all?
I don't feel like I am.
That's kind of scary. It's like, do you care? Do you want to do it? And she's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm going to say what I want to say, and we're going to get out of here and go eat. Like, I'm like,
can I really feel like that?
Can I have a little nerve? It's like nothing.
February 22nd will be different because it's on us fully. You know what I mean? From production you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if the event went bad, it's like, well, that's Patreon's fault. You know what I mean? Or like, that's David's fault. Like, he did that. Like, it's not our thing. Or like, when we got on stage with Rory and Maul, it's like,
this ain't our show.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But maybe February 22nd might be different with like our family and our friends in the audience and then like really our supporters, our people.
Tickets. Because this event we did yesterday, you know, they didn't have to buy a ticket, y'all. It was invite only. It was like 100 people.
And it was more industry. Like it was other Patreon people and other like influencers.
Our
and
friends
stuff.
Yeah. and influencers and people that didn't know us, they came from Patreon. So it was like some of our people, some of Patreon's people. And, you know, it was to promote our podcast on their platform. Mm-hmm. But it was really, 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 really good.
It was really cool. It was a good vibe.
But the event in February is like ticket sales. Like
I think that's the thing that makes me nervous. It's like
people are spending their money and expecting an experience. And that's what we want to give y'all. We are taking this so serious. This is our first live show that is going to lead us into our tour, our national tour that we're hoping
to go on.
Nationwide.
Cities.
It's still nationwide. It's on your side, you know? But 5 to 10, you never know. You know, they might, you know.
Yeah. I think it's like the ticket sales, like watching ticket sales and do they really want to come? Yeah. And do they really fuck with us? Like they say they love us, but are they
going to
buy tickets?
We are going to sell out the first day. Watch. I'm telling y'all. And it ain't that many seats. It's only like 800 or something. Or it's not that. I mean, that sounds like not. Maybe that's a lot.
It gives me a little. Yeah. So that's anxiety for sure. I can feel that.
Because we take it so serious. Like, we're like.
I'm like, is that anxiety or the Excedrin kicking in?
Literally. Is that the medicine? Like, baller. We did a walkthrough at Center Stage, y'all. Like, we were there for hours. We were looking at the seats. We were looking at the like, from the moment you buy your ticket, we want it to be an experience.
Yeah.
That's what we're really doing.
Because this one here, she is trying to give y'all a circus. Before you
even
get in
the
room.
We are so over budget. Already, like, I don't even think we have a budget. I'm like, I don't care about the budget.
She doesn't care about the budget.
I want them to walk in
and feel good and have
because
a great experience.
You want to know what one of my biggest pet peeves is? And I'm not saying this is that because it's not. This is not a women empowerment brunch or event. No, this is a no for sure experience. You're just coming to see it live, right? I hate when people pay their money. They go to these events. They're expecting to be, you know, see us or be motivated or be encouraged or have fun. And you leave with nothing.
Mm.
Not a feeling, not
a word,
not an inspiration, not a learn. What did I learn? This could have been a webinar. Like, I hate those women empowerment events where they just go and you spend your money, $200 for a ticket, you have a brunch, and they tell you their woe is me story.
Jesus.
And you leave like, so what do I do?
Yeah.
Help me. What can I do?
Yeah.
You know, so I want it to be so far from that, and it will be.
Yeah. We're trying to think of every way to make you, to give you guys an amazing experience.
An experience.
And we want you guys to feel how you feel when you watch our podcast. We want you to feel like that from the moment you walk in, from the moment you get on the site and click buy tickets.
When you get
we
your
want
ticket,
you to
yeah.
feel good.
Yeah.
So. And it's going to be an experience from the moment you click on the website Ooh. To the moment you get home from the live show. You are going to have a full
experience, you know, and we want you to feel that. So February 22nd, if y'all aren't in Atlanta, I suggest you start making arrangements.
I feel bad because if Shekinah's head looked like that after last night under that hat, I'm like, we need to do braids.
Fuck, you need micros.
We need to do braids.
Braids.
Y'all, Shekinah last night.
After that live show yesterday.
Ashley has a video. Please, can it be in the blog? Whatever blog we do for this past couple of days. It's going to be in the blog,
put
you
it
guys.
In the blog.
Please make sure you check. Shekinah.
Took that hat off.
Has got to be arrested.
She had a middle part.
No, it wasn't even a middle part
anymore. It wasn't.
When I say it was a bird's nest.
She said, I worked hard,
she
y'all.
So once she realized what was in the middle of her head, she said, you know what? That was sacrifice because I worked hard yesterday. They had me running.
I said, why'd you take your hat off? She said, because I wanted to see how it looked without the hat. I said, now you put that bitch right back
right
on.
Right back. She was at dinner right
she
back
She was at
with
dinner
that
with
on.
That top hat right on.
Shekinah is, when I say me and Ashley were on the floor screaming.
Yesterday
that shit
was good.
Hilarious.
The team did good yesterday. She said she felt a wind come and she was like, it's wet up there.
She was sweating.
Sweating hot.
It was hot.
The event was so good though.
It was a great
everybody
great,
was great there. Event. JNF was there. Ashley was there.
You know
Kina was there.
You know
Boss
what
Lady
I will
was
say,
there.
Boss Lady was there. One thing that I really will say, like 100% wholeheartedly, like I fully love traveling with our team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like all of us.
And what I told Ash and Kina yesterday when we were in the car when we left, I was like, I really was not worried. Like, where's Kina? Where's Ashley? Where's Bosley? I was like, wherever they're at
is where they're supposed to
they're
be.
They're doing their job. Yep. Like, that is so comforting.
And it was so different for me. Like, and it felt so good. So shout out to especially Kina and Boss Lady because they kind of take on that caretaker role for us as artists.
Yeah.
But just being like, nope, here's that. Before I even had to ask, she kind of's like, here's that. Here you go. Boss Lady's like, you good? You need this? Yep, we're leaving. Like, let's go. Come on. Like, it was just, we didn't have to
do
it on our own.
People do not understand how important those small details are.
What
you did for me, like when you were assisting me with all that stuff the past couple, like those small details has nothing to do with like, I want to make sure y'all understand it's not an ego thing. It's a stress reliever. Like,
it
could be as
reliever.
Something as small
I get it
as
now.
Megan being like, I got you. I'm going to tie your shoe. Like, thank you. Because it has to get done.
Right.
But that is the last thing I need
I'm
to be worrying about.
Yeah.
Yes, I need tea. My voice hurts. Yes. Like, take the ego out of it and understand that there's a million things on the list that you're thinking about as an artist.
Right before something or when you're,
If 900,000 of those things can be taken care of, all I have to worry about is going on stage and being the artist.
Mm-hmm.
The smallest little things.
I think it's like your mindset. Like, if I'm in go mode for me, like if I'm in work mode, any small thing that takes my mind off of that distracts me from what I'm about to do.
Yeah.
So now I gotta that's just the way my brain works. So the fact that they were just like, Ashley
on top
already
of everything.
Knows.
Yep.
She's just, you don't have to ask anything.
Yep.
Like the fact that our team knows us enough to not have to like, really, we don't have to say, hey, can you
go?
Everybody just knows. Yeah. Like, you know that, like, I don't know. That's just like something that
it's a blessing.
You cannot take for granted. We can't take for granted. And it's so important. Like, and I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
I get it now.
How imperative that was.
I get it.
Yep. The littlest thing.
The littlest things.
The littlest things.
Before I even take my last sip of a drink, another one is already in my hand. Like, just that.
Because if it wasn't,
I would have
you're
to
spending
say, hey,
5 minutes. Can you, where's your, okay, can you grab the waitress? Yes. What was it? I don't know what kind of drink was. Can you ask your,
and
you
then,
done spent 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes trying to get a drink when I can be going over my cue card in my hand.
Yep.
So it's literally that.
Or it prevents you from having to encounter anybody outside of your team.
Right.
My team knows me. So right. Like they know us. So they know this is how Megan is. This is how B is. Megan probably don't want to hear that before this. B probably don't want to see people before that. They know us. So because they know us, they know what we need and what fuels us and feeds us before we have to go do what we do. If I have to encounter somebody outside of that, they might throw my, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, just the littlest thing could throw, and it prevents so much shit from going a fucking awry.
Yeah. Yesterday was great practice for the live show. And it was perfect. It was so smooth. It was so good.
It gave me so much like, whew.
Peace. Like, okay, this is going to be easy.
To be able to have a team where you can say, this is how we want things to go. Mm-hmm. And only have to say it once. Mm-hmm. And they just do it. Mm-hmm. We don't have to be like, did you do that? Did you?
Yeah. You where's the mean?
Yeah. That just feels good. Fuck. It just feels so good.
I'll do it.
And I'm going to keep bigging up our team every time I get a chance because that shit is important and we ain't shit without them. And
no,
I'm
going to
keep
bigging
them up and I'm going to keep bigging up the fact that they all women of color.
Yep. And if you ain't seen it, go watch the episodes with the team.
It's one of our best. That's one of our best episodes yet.
Yeah.
The three part with Shekinah and Ashley is one of our best episodes yet. And you want to know why? Because that's who we are. Like that's.
It's organic.
It's us. Yeah. And it's just that's. We are a team. Like we the face, but they help the shit run.
And we do want to keep exaggerating that to y'all. Like, no matter what your position, you are important. Everybody makes the train go smoothly. Yep. Every single person.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So yesterday was great. Shout out to the gang gang.
Gang gang. Gang gang. Let's do our song. Gang
gang. Oh, what?
So we on stage, y'all. So after Houston, we go to Dallas. We drive to Dallas at 8:00 in the morning, get in the car. Yeah. First of all, that car ride was awful.
Really?
It was hot.
It was not.
It was long.
Yeah.
You know how I am in cars. Yeah. I get sick. It was terrible. I was like, fuck.
I was like, ew.
Well, because I asked the guy to turn down the goddamn heat, and he kept turning it back up.
It was on 90.
90.
Jesus Christ. 90. We rolled the window down.
And y'all know me. I'm never like super like aggressive to people that are in service to us in any type of way. I was like, it's hot. It's hot. I woke up. Because
she
like,
said it. I'm hot now. I can't. Can we click this off for a second?
Take the blanket off of you, sweetie.
Yeah, but it's like.
No, we can't click it off. It's the aesthetic. I don't want that. Because then it's like half the episode this and then half the episode off.
We saw it. All right. So, I'm going to just scoot my chair this way. Okay.
You messed up. Go ahead. Tell the story. Aaron's.
Aaron. Thanks. This. Closer. Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Aaron. This shit. I'm like, ooh, I can't. Hell. I can't go there.
I can't go there.
Let me tell you.
I can't go there. If it's hot, I can't go there.
What? You will not find me.
But you know what? Would you rather burn to death or freeze to death?
Freeze.
No, I would rather burn.
No. Absolutely not.
I hate, y'all know I hate being cold. Lake. Liars. And that's where all y'all going, because last night y'all said it was my birthday.
Rebuke.
So all y'all are going
I
to
rebuke
Lake
that in the name of Jesus.
They told these people that it was, anyway.
Tell the story.
Let me go back to what I was talking about. Yeah, see? You see how that little thought.
Stop talking to us, because they can't even hear y'all.
Okay.
We having a whole conversation.
Well, you brought it up about hell. This is your fault.
Well, Shekinah, don't jump in. She said, I'm sorry.
So anyway, the ride to Dallas was whatever. And so we, B had a show in Dallas. And so she gets off stage and we immediately jump in the car and head to Rory and Ma's podcast. They had a live show in Dallas.
That was one of the best days of my life.
She was so excited.
I was so happy because I got to hop off stage as a comedian, do stand up. Hop off stage, run to get in the Uber, drive to the next location, and hop on stage as Know For Sure with my best friend. That's like a dream. And we're going to the studio tonight. What?
Merry Christmas. It's your Christmas gift.
No. Merry Christmas. Christmas list. You know, I ain't never got a Christmas list.
She says she wants sentimental things, and you want to know what happens to those sentimental things?
The same thing that happens to the materialistic ones.
So then let me just buy you something materialistic then.
No.
Why take time and brain power and
I'm
heart?
I'm waste your money.
I'm wasting my money either way, clearly.
No.
Yeah. What do you mean?
I love it. It makes me feel good in the moment. Thanks. And I still have the last thing you made me.
What did I make you?
The thing with our pictures. I love that.
But anyway, so we get on stage, and afterwards, there was like a line of people to take pictures with Rory and Maul. And then a line created, it was like a third line to
Rory
take
and
pictures.
Maul.
Yeah, we did a free meet and greet for you motherfuckers. So we did it. There was a line to take pictures with B and myself, and that was.
Shout out to
y'all. But then B goes, my booty is itching.
I just started singing.
She literally. My booty is itching. Those three lines
led into
a whole
orchestra
song. And when I tell you, it was the greatest song I ever heard. Sing it.
My booty is itching, and I cannot scratch it because they are watching. I'm about to pop lock and drop it. I'm about to go behind this curtain. My fingers get to twerking.
That is a hit.
Because there was a curtain right there. Because you know when your
she
booty itch and there's people.
That bitch.
Yo, then there's people out there. You can't scratch.
But the fact that she said, my booty is itching and I cannot scratch it because they are watching.
I'm about to pop, lock, and drive.
It's not because it's nasty to dig in your ass. It's because people are watching.
Yeah, I would scratch it if no one was here.
She's like, if I was alone, sweet, it's.
I cannot scratch it
because they are watching. I'm about to pop, lock, and drop.
Hopefully the drop makes it.
Give it a little.
Yeah.
I'm about to go behind this curtain.
My fingers get the twerking.
You get it? I'm about to go behind this curtain, either to scratch or go behind the shower curtain, take a shot. Get it?
Yeah, that's a hit. That, but the I'm about to go behind this curtain. Love music.
I said, this sounds like an Ari Lennox song. I said, Ari, give us a call.
Who needs us to write their next hit?
I'm about to go behind this curtain. Fingers get to twerking.
Ashley made that line. You know, right. She went too far talking about
on the booty,
booty hole.
Like, she had a swell.
Like, what?
I'm like, what?
Yeah, but.
That was funny, though. Yeah, it was a great song.
If you start itching, you can't scratch in front of people. That's the worst. Like, getting a wax. You'd be like.
For for sure, smack
you just
it.
Smack it. Like.
Is that the IV people?
Oh, probably. Hold on, y'all. We're about to get IVs. Hello?
I'm about to go behind this curtain.
Yes, give me just a minute.
Things get to twerking.
All right. Yeah. I like that song.
I like that song too. I sing it randomly.
And I cannot scratch it because they were watching. I'm about to pop, lock, and drop it. I'm about to go behind this curtain. Things get to twerking. Oh, that's hard. That's a good melody.
That's a great melody. That shit is fire. That shit is fire.
You put some real lyrics
to
that?
You put some real lyrics to that?
You get a hard ass beat. Somebody play an acoustic.
What?
Somebody do that.
That need to go on a sex playlist. I know. That needs to be some like bumming and grinding type shit. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, I like it.
So yeah, we made that song. My booty was itching.
But it was really cool to hop on stage with
Maul.
Jesus Christ. It was cool to hop on stage with Maul and Rory for the second time.
They're so dope. We love them. They support us so much.
They really do. They really, and their audience fucks with us too, which I really, really love. And they were so nice.
Any of y'all that are here because of them, because of their episode. Yeah. A lot of people found us.
Yeah, because of them. Yeah. It was really cool. It was really cool. And then getting to meet, just going back to yesterday for our live show with Patreon, it was so like we had a couple fly in
from Detroit,
you guys. And what was crazy is her partner said she I forget their names. Do you remember their name, Shekinah? Kimberly. So Kimberly, her partner was telling me that Kimberly was going on a journey of like healing, and it was like a cross country type thing. And she was like, she literally listened to y'all's podcast the entire time. Like it was like a motivating thing for her.
Wow.
And like they were bawling, hugging each other after the podcast.
Crying. Crying. We still have to, we wanted to send them something. We still have to do that today.
Yeah, I definitely want to do that.
Like give them a little date night or yeah, something. Yeah, I wanted to. They flew out to see
they
us.
They flew.
But I'm telling you, I know a lot of people are going to do that, bro. People are going to do that. And but that is why it's so important for us to.
Yeah, have the live show and give them a great experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't want y'all coming. And they came for free. They didn't, you know, but they had to buy their ticket. They had to buy their plane ticket. We don't know where they're staying. They were like, we have to go tonight. We're leaving tonight because we have to work tomorrow. Yeah. So we appreciated that. We got them, you know, we're going to send them.
And
like
what's
a
her name
night.
From Love is Blind? How do you say her name? Ayana?
Ayana.
I love her. And I just always mess up the pronunciation of her name. But like she flew in.
That's crazy.
She was like, we got the email and she was like, there was no way I could miss this and flew in.
Yeah.
And she was like, and things that y'all were saying were so like, I needed to hear those things. And it's like, damn, bro, like this is really what it's about.
Yeah. That's the point.
That's really what it's about. And to hear, to, you know, be in that room with people who support us and they having such a positive impact or us having a positive impact on them in that type of way.
Yeah.
Was like, this is literally what it's all about.
Yeah, this is what we're supposed to be doing. It's just constant confirmation after confirmation. Yeah. So we love you guys.
I cannot wait for February.
Oof.
Even though I'm like shitting bricks.
We're working really hard though. We did a walkthrough like from the intro. I mean,
from the moment we walked in the door, the moment y'all walk in the door.
We trying to have an experience in the lobby. Like we, it's not just going to be a show, y'all. If you do not live in Atlanta, I highly suggest you make plans for February 22nd, 2023 at Center Stage. Tickets will go on sale soon. What's our website? Our website is up now. TheKnowForSure.com. 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 Go to that website, you guys, and put in your email so you do not miss any of, you know, anything we have coming.
Nothing.
TheKnowForSure.com.
And what are we doing tomorrow? We can talk about it next time. We'll talk about it next time.
Okay.
We'll tell y'all.
Merch is coming. I'm about to whoop on his curtain.
It's like a kid.
Merch is coming.
It's like, don't say merch is coming. It's like,
next time might come out in January. Anything we need to say that needs to drop next Tuesday.
All right. So what do you know for sure? And what are you saying?
What am I saying no to for sure? What do I know for sure? I know for sure.
Here we go. If you say something about February 22nd,
that
we get
this
it.
Live show
be
no.
What do you know after this episode?
That for sure, especially after yesterday, like easy breezy, beautiful live show, girl. This live, all right. That's fine. Okay, y'all don't have to know. I know. Miss it. Don't be there.
Don't threaten. Like,
be there or be square. If you want to be square, be square. That's what I know. what I'm saying no to for sure is, what am I saying no to?
Come on.
I'm saying no to being hot. No more. That's why I got my fan. Ooh, my fan is in my purse. I love that fan.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. And every time I have it at an event, make it be like,
borrow that real quick.
Can I see that fan? I'm saying no to being hot.
What do I know for sure? What I know for sure is that going back to what we talked about earlier is as a community, I would love to see us cover each other more publicly.
In public.
And not perpetuate a negative narrative about one another. I would really, that's what I know for sure. What I'm saying no to for sure is scratching my booty in public.
For sure. You got to wait till you in private.
You got to wait to go behind his curtain.
We love you guys. See y'all next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Can you play it?
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.